Did you perchance get a harmonica in your stocking on Christmas morning? Well, these days it can do a lot more than play. There is a revolution happening on the 10-hole instrument best known for appearances at campfires, folk festivals, and blues bars. NPR harmonica master John Burnett reports that a new wave of international players is redefining what that little harp can do.
Any Thursday night, you can walk into Seaboy's Heart and Soul nightclub in South Austin and hear Paul Osher blowing his heart out. As a former sideman for Muddy Waters, he's one of the bishops of the blues harp, as it's called. For decades, this was the wailing, honking sound that harp players everywhere wanted to emulate, and many still do. But in the rarefied world of the harmonica, the earth has shifted on its axis, primarily because of this man. Howard Levy is a 64-year-old harmonica virtuoso. He sits in the living room of his bungalow in Evanston, Illinois, playing his two favorite instruments in unison. A Steinway grand and a harmonica that nearly disappears in his big hands. Levy has single-handedly revolutionized the harmonica by thinking of it like a pocket piano. He mastered a maddeningly difficult technique called overblowing that squeezes the airflow over the brass reeds to bend each note. In that way, he's able to play complete 12-tone scales.
All the places on the instrument where the notes were missing, I discovered if I did that same technique, the notes would pop out as if by magic. And it freaked me out, I have to tell you.
The instrument was never designed to play like this. The modern harmonica was popularized in 1857 by an extravagantly whiskered German clockmaker named Matthias Hohner. He tuned them so his customers could play this. Old man Hohner made diatonic harmonicas to play simple major and minor chords when you inhale and exhale. If you wanted to play advanced music with chord changes, you had to pick up a chromatic harmonica, the sophisticated uptown cousin of the diatonic. It's bigger and heavier, and with the aid of a spring-loaded slide, it can play all of the sharps and flats. Musicians consider the chromatic a serious instrument. Larry Adler played Beethoven on it. Toots Thielemans played John Coltrane on it. But along came Howard Levy playing complex pieces on his 4-inch-long instrument. It had never been done before. Levy remembers visiting the Hohner factory in Germany to show them what overblowing could do.
I was not met with a tremendous amount of friendship by some of the people who were in charge of the manufacturing. They said, "Why don't you just play the chromatic? Why are you doing this?"
Because he can. Here is Levy playing his concerto for diatonic harmonica and orchestra with the Czech National Symphony. Over the last 40 years, Howard Levy has taught his technique to hundreds of other harp players around the world.
He's beyond influential. It's like an epoch, you know? There's the before and after Howard in terms of the diatonic harmonica.
That's Adam Gusso. He's an English professor at Ole Miss, an accomplished harp player, and editor of the website Modern Blues Harmonica. Levy's reach is such that prestigious American music conservatories nowadays have begun accepting students whose instrument is a pocket harmonica. That's Thorleif Davidson, a 24-year-old harmonica player from Reykjavik, Iceland. He has a full scholarship in the brass department at the Berklee College of Music. When Davidson arrived in Boston, he says everyone was skeptical.
Yeah, I kind of always have to prove myself that diatonic harmonica doesn't have the greatest reputation. People always know someone that plays harmonica, and usually they're not that good.
On the opposite coast, in San Francisco, there's a 26-year-old Russian harp player named Ilya Portnov, who recently graduated from the New England Conservatory.
I was only a harmonica student, and some of the teachers were like surprised how serious I am about the instrument. That was funny to them.
But his playing is serious. Untethered from the raw-boned tradition of American blues and cowboy songs, the harmonica finds itself at the center of a world music explosion, says Adam Gusso.
You know, it's a time of great ferment. Every day I turn around and I see something else done on the harmonica that I didn't expect to see.
There is Paris-based YouTube sensation Christelle Berton, the harmonica school in Buenos Aires teaching students to play tangos, and New Zealand-born harmonica wizard Brendan Power. Power plays the European festival circuit, and he makes specialty harmonicas at his workshop in Canterbury, England, with all sorts of imaginative tunings. Like Howard Levy, Power took the humble ten-holer and reimagined it.
The harmonica, there's an amazing amount of potential in there if you do get in there and change things around, you know, get different sounds and play different styles with more authenticity. So this is one I made for playing Bulgarian music.
Matthias Hohner would not have believed his ears. John Burnett, NPR News, Austin.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Scott Simon is back next week. I'm Linda Wertheimer.